At home, during the holidays, he refused to take communion, and announced that he would not be entering the church. The next year he decided to switch to Leipzig University, where he would drop theology and concentrate on classical philology. Nietzsche arrived in Leipzig in October 1865, in the same month that he celebrated his 21st birthday. Around this time, two events took place which were to transform his life. While on a sightseeing trip to Cologne, he visited a brothel. According to Nietzsche, this visit was inadvertent. On arrival, he had asked a street porter to lead him to a restaurant. Instead, the porter took him to a brothel. The way Nietzsche later related it to a friend, "All at once I found myself surrounded by half a dozen apparitions in tinsel and gauze, gazing at me expectantly. For a brief moment I was speechless. Then I made instinctively for the only soulful thing present in the place, the piano. I played a few chords, which freed me from my paralysis, and I escaped." Inevitably, we only have Nietzsche's evidence regarding this unlikely episode. Whether or not the visit was quite so accidental, and whether or not Nietzsche ended up only fondling the keys of the piano, it is impossible to tell. Nietzsche was almost certainly still a virgin at the time. He was an extremely intense young man, as well as being inexperienced and gauche in the ways of the world. Yet this didn't stop him from making pronouncements about such matters. Despite his sexual status, he earnestly informed a friend that he would need to keep three women to satisfy him. On later consideration, Nietzsche may have decided that he had been attracted by something more than the piano. He went back to the brothel, and almost certainly paid a few visits to similar establishments when he returned to Leipzig. Not long after this, he discovered that he was infected. The doctor who treated him wouldn't have told him that he had syphilis. They didn't in those days because it was incurable. Even so, as a result of this incident, Nietzsche appears to have abstained from sexual activity with women. Despite this, he continued throughout his life to make embarrassingly self-revealing remarks about them in his philosophy. "You are going to see a woman? Do not forget your whip." Although it's possible that, owing to the type of bordello he had visited in Leipzig, he thought it only fair that men should be equally armed for the fray. The second life-changing incident took place when he entered a second-hand bookshop and came across a copy of Schopenhauer's The World as Will and Representation. I took the unfamiliar book in my hands and began leafing through the pages. I don't know what demon it was that whispered in my ear, "Take this book home." So, breaking my principle of never buying a book too quickly, I did just that. Back home, I threw myself into the corner of the sofa with my new treasure and began to let that dynamic, gloomy genius work on my mind.